on revenue will come to order, please. An hour late, we apologize. The House is working on other business today, which seems to be taking a great deal of our time. I want to let you know that we're going to hold the work sessions that are scheduled for today over until Tuesday. So we will postpone those until Tuesday for the work session on House Bill 2030 and House Bill 2032. We will open the public hearing on House Bill 2115 now, and I'll open it now, but I want to let you know that we will continue that public hearing on Tuesday because we expect to be called back to the floor momentarily on the business that's pending before the House today. So we're going to open this. Mary will give us a quick explanation of the bill, and then we'll hear from one witness today who tells us he's unable to return Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2115 extends the forest products harvest tax for forest research in Oregon and the Oregon Forest Practices Act administration to 2008 and 2009 calendar years. And it applies the forest products harvest tax reporting periods on or after 2008. Under current law, this is a bill that comes up every biennium. And I can give you some details about the rates, but I believe the testimony will also do that for you.
Very good. Thank you very much. We appreciate the summary. And now I think I will call, is it Hall? Saulwasser?
Yes, sir.
Am I even close?
You got the Saulwasser right, but not the Hal.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair Barnhart and committee members. I'm Hal Saulwasser. I'm the Dean of the College of Forestry and Director of the Oregon Forest Research Laboratory at Oregon State University. And I appreciate you letting me give the testimony today. That my conflict on Tuesday is President Ed Ray is having a meeting with all my faculty to explain some budget things that are going on at the university, and I do need to be there. I want to describe to you briefly the programs of the Forest Research Lab and how they benefit Oregonians, and then explain why we're asking for an increase in the harvest tax and sort of describe the dialogue that we're having with the people who pay the harvest tax. The forest sector in Oregon is a $13 billion a year economic engine for the state, and it supports about 85,000 direct jobs and about double that in jobs that are related to the forest sector. And the forest sector includes everything that has to do with forests. So it's the federal lands, it's the contract loggers, it's the people who teach forestry, the people who do research, public agencies, private businesses. The Forest Research Lab is Oregon's agency, public agency. We're the research arm for all of the forestry in the state. We work on just about every aspect of forest resources, from tree genetics to how forests interact with climate, to wood products, to marketing of wood products, to how the forests are managed, the fish and wildlife that are in them, the recreation values, the whole works. And what we are asking for is an increase in the harvest tax rate. The people who harvest timber have been paying 67 cents on every 1,000 board feet of timber that's harvested. It's been constant since the year 2000. And due to consumer price increases and increasing costs of the benefit package for employees, we've lost substantial purchasing power in that tax and are faced with having to sharply curtail our research programs if we're not able to get an increase. Now, we are in a dialogue with the people who pay the tax. We have not come to agreement on how much of an increase, if any. So at this time, I just want to let you know that we're having the conversation. It's clear to me that they have to agree and be willing to pay an increased tax for it to be successful through the legislative process. Currently, the harvest tax supports about 14% of the research that's done by the research laboratory. There's a general fund appropriation to the Forest Research Lab. That funds about 13%. And the remainder is supported by grants and contracts. And what's important about the harvest tax and the general fund appropriation is those provide the base salaries that allow us to hire the faculty who then go out and compete and bring in those outside dollars. And they bring in about 3-to-1 in outside dollars, largely from federal grants. And those dollars come in and we hire people with them, so that's kind of a job engine as well. At this time, I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Questions? I have one, and I think I understand this, but I want to make certain. One of the reasons that you are in ongoing negotiations with the people who pay this tax, and one of the reasons why you have some expectation that you may get some of what you want, is that, I assume, is that they expect substantial services that are a benefit to their businesses in the process of your work.
That's correct, sir.
So this is a mutual organization rather than something where the strong boot of the government is coming down on people and forcing them to do things they don't want to do.
Chair Barnhart, that's exactly right. We're a service organization to people who own forest lands or who own mills and make the products. They work with us to make sure that we're working on the things that are going to be of value to them. And we try to keep abreast of what's going on in the marketplace and make sure that we're kind of out in front and providing the kind of knowledge and technology innovations that are going to be helpful to them.
Very useful. Thank you very much. And we have a $13 billion industry?
In 2004, Chair Barnhart, the forest sector pumped in $12.6 billion. So I just rolled it up to 13 because there's been a little growth in the sector since 2 years ago.
In the meantime, and this is despite the mismanagement and underutilization of our federal lands.
Chair Barnhart, this is largely driven by the private lands in the state of Oregon. 80% of the timber harvest comes from private lands, roughly 60% from the industrial lands and 20% from the family forest lands. State forest lands provide about 10% of the harvest, and everybody else makes up the other 10%.
Including those very large federal lands.
Chair Barnhart, that's correct. You're trying to get me to say something I'm reluctant to say.
No, you don't have to say it. You said it very clearly.
The federal forest lands in Oregon are 57% of the entire forested area.
That's a good piece of what I needed you to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions for this witness? Yes, Representative Gelson.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you for coming up today. Hal's one of the constituents from my district, and, of course, Oregon State University is a leader in this area, so thank you very much for coming.
Chair Barnhart, Representative Gelser, thank you for the comment.
Right, and thank you very much. Well, you and I worked together a bit on issues involving the budget for your organization and some others that do ancillary work at several other universities as well. I am aware, as you spoke today, that Oregon State University is very, very good at providing services to a whole variety of business constituencies around the state, including agriculture and the work you do, and figuring out how to get those industries to help pay for it. And we appreciate that.
Chair Barnhart, thank you for those comments. One of the things that we've talked with the people who pay the harvest tax about is that the harvest tax does not need to go entirely into research, that we could possibly use some of the increase to support the extension service and support the education programs, and I think that would be very appealing to the people who would benefit from those programs.
Well, thank you, and I assume someone will be back to tell us how those negotiations are going.
Chair Barnhart, we will be back.
Thank you very much. Anything else? Thank you, Hal.
We appreciate it.
Okay. We have other witnesses signed up. I expect there will be more on Tuesday, but we're going to, I can close now, can't I? We're going to close the current public hearing. We will open another public hearing on this matter on Tuesday at our regular committee time, and hopefully we'll have some additional information then. All right. With that, we close the public hearing. And having completed our business for the day, the Revenue Committee is adjourned.